And speaking of texting, this month's Austin Woman magazine takes on texting in relationships. And we're not talking about sexting now with minors, but we're talking about texting in our everyday relationships and your romantic relationships too. Contributor Lois Goodman takes a pretty conservative stance on using your cell phones when it comes to communicating with your honey. But I'm even going to take it to another level. Even with your girlfriends, I'll text back and forth with my girlfriends, and I'll take something personally because there's no tone. It's easy to misunderstand these messages.
That is the real problem. Is there's no real connection unless there's some tonality. You can't get anger. You can't get sarcasm. You can't get humor. It's just words, and it becomes meaningless without some kind of tonality or body language or facial expressions. And I think people are using it in a way of, with a desire to connect, and they're missing connection.
Well, I know in the article in Austin Woman magazine, you had a client that came to you and said, "Oh my goodness," and he texted me, and you're saying, "Yeah, that's the end, girl. If he's texting you, you can wrap that relationship up." Tell us why.
Well, I think that people are using it as a shortcut instead of, it's a way of hiding. And I think that, you know, it's easy to hide behind words, and people are asking people out on dates. They're saying, "I love you," for the first time in text. And there's nothing like actually having that feeling of the exchange that you have in person, or having somebody touch you, or "I love you" followed by a hug. But when people are saying our main form of communication is in text, I think that that's a serious lack of real relationship.
Well, okay, but what about those young folks out there that use the Facebook and the text messages as everyday communication anyway? You know, there's definitely the younger generation that communicate via technology all the time. And so being asked out on a date or breaking up via text or saying "I love you" for the first time on a text message, what do you think? I mean, maybe that's just the way things are done these days.
Yes, and that's the problem.
That's the problem.
I think that is...
Lois says no.
No, that's exactly what's going on, is I think people are missing the real human connection, and they're missing the essence of what happens when there's an exchange, a real exchange in person that happens, that you just can't get by the words that come across on a telephone.
Yeah.
And so it's a really serious situation, and what I think is bad about the young people is they really think they are connecting, but in the end, if they're actually texting, they're by themselves. You know, when you're texting, you're really alone. And worse than that, it keeps you from being present with the person you want to be with. And if you are with people and you're texting, you're not in the presence with the people you are really with at the moment. Like the people when you check your phone or you're texting while you're with other people.
Oh, sure. Oh, that's a pet peeve of mine. That's just a little side note. I hate it when you're out to lunch and your friend is checking their text messages. That's
right. It keeps you from real presence.
It keeps you from real presence. So what do you tell your clients when they're taking out the phone when you're with them, or when they're talking about their relationships via text message? What kind of advice can we walk away with?
Well, if I'm on a date, that would be a date for lunch with a girlfriend, or when I'm with somebody, when I'm at the theater, whenever it is, I don't take my phone in anymore.
There you go. Keep the phone behind.
I think that's the only way to really be with the person you're with. Instead of trying to be with somebody you're not.
Yeah, or pick up the phone. Can we actually dial that person? Does that help? Is there connection there?
Oh, it's much better. At least they can hear the tone of your voice, which is so much better.
Okay, very
good. So much better.
Oh, my goodness. You can learn more if you go to Austin Woman Magazine. It's a great article. It's a little Q&A there. But also, AskLois.com. Is that your...
That's my website, AskLois.com.
It's great. And some really good, useful life advice. Thanks, Lois.
Thank you.